State law allows schools in Florida to punish students by spanking them with a paddle. In 2010, more than 3,600 students were paddled in the state, most of them in Florida's rural north, where many parents support corporal punishment. Every once in a while, a parent from one of the small towns will object, but Florida laws are stacked against them. In the second part of State Impact Florida's series on school corporal punishment, reporter Sarah Gonzalez brings us the story of one North Florida mom who plans to sue the local school district for paddling her son without her permission.
Jirie Bostic was in his second week of preschool at Joyce Bullock Elementary in Levy County when he slapped another boy on the school bus. He was 5 years old. Jirie says he was taken off the bus and sent to the principal's office for a spanking.
He said, "Take my jacket off." Then, when I take my jacket off, then spank me with my booty. Then it was hard, then I cried. Then I said sorry. Then we went on the bus. Then I cried all the way home. It was really hard.
The paddling left welts on Jirie's bottom. His mom, Tanika Jones, couldn't believe it. She didn't sign the school's waiver, giving them permission to paddle her son.
If I would have hit my son how she hit him, I would have been in jail. I would have been on the news. I would have been messed up trying to get my children back how she hit my son. She whipped him up, and to me, that's child abuse.
She's filed a notice to sue the school district. The school's principal, Jamie Handlin, and the school district would not comment because they're in pre-litigation. But the principal has said in the past that the waiver is only a courtesy. Robert Rush, a civil rights attorney in Gainesville, agrees. He says state law does not require schools to get parental consent.
If the school board and the principal specifically authorize corporal punishment, it can be administered lawfully against the parent's wishes.
He says Jirie's mom faces an uphill battle. Florida law protects principals and teachers against these types of lawsuits from parents. They cannot be sued for paddling students.
And part of the reason for that is to do a balancing test so that we're not disrupting schools unnecessarily with frivolous claims.
The only way around it is to argue the principal used excessive force or cruel and unusual punishment. Jirie's mom says her son's welts show that. But in a letter to Jirie's family, the attorney for the Levy County School District cited child abuse cases that ruled welts and bruises on a child's bottom are not evidence of excessive force. Still, the attorney offered the family $1,000 to settle the case. Jirie's mom rejected the offer. She says there needs to be a consequence for the principal's actions.
She should be fired. Put on suspension or something.
But attorneys say the most the mom will get is money from the school district or get it to change its policy. It's been a year since Jirie was paddled at Joyce Bullock Elementary, and his mom has demanded no more interaction between the principal and her son.
This lady's still to this school. So I told her, I said, "Ma'am, I don't want you talking with my child."
She's forced to keep him there. It's the only public school in their small town for kindergarten through second grade. Jirie will have to stay there for 2 more years. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.